With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ruth Rendell is considered one of the top half dozen or so mystery writers in the English-speaking world. Rendell has published more than 40 books, and her most popular are her Inspector Wexford novels. There have been 14.
He's a big, strong man, but he's also a sensitive man, and he's a thoughtful man. He's by no means a great big macho toughy, and he has a good relationship with his wife, and he appears to be attractive to women.
Inspector Reginald Wexford works out of the fictional suburban town of Kings Markham, along with his partner, Deputy Inspector John Burden.
Burden is very different from Wexford because Wexford is very liberal and open-minded and unshockable. And Burden is rather narrow and conservative and a bit prim, less so since his second marriage, I think. And so they are foils for each other.
When Wexford and Burden solve a crime in a Ruth Rendell novel, they do it the old-fashioned way.
Real police work is a matter of forensic science today. They interact in the way Victorian policemen did by it's all cerebral and conversation, really.
Rendell's most recent non-Wexford novel was published by the Mysterious Press, Going Wrong, the tale of a young London man who acts to murder the people he thinks are coming between him and the young woman with whom he's obsessed. Ruth Rendell also writes under the name Barbara Vine, but there's not much criminality in those books.
They're also sometimes in the first person. They're perhaps a little more from a sort of feminine point of view. But not always.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writer Ruth Rendell was in her 20s when she tried her hand at writing novels without much luck.
I wrote one, which I did send to a publisher at last. They rejected it and asked me if I had done anything else. And what I had done, for fun, really, to see if I could, was the first Chief Inspector Wexford, which they published.
That first Wexford novel was From Dune with Death, published in 1964. There have been 14 Inspector Wexford books. But there are few heroes in Ruth Rendell's non-Wexford books. In her most recent novel, Going Wrong, a young London man is fixated by a young woman who does not share his love. He wants to kill the people he thinks stand between them. Rendell believes there are many people who are obsessed by what they cannot have.
They don't know themselves. They deceive themselves about their own feelings and also deceive themselves about the feelings other people have for them, especially if they want something very much.
Ruth Rendell says she's comfortable writing from a man's point of view.
Perhaps I tend to write more from a man's point of view because I do like the challenge of doing that, trying to put myself in a man's position.
Ruth Rendell has never tried to change the English words and expressions in her books for her American readers.
One should never underrate one's readers. Americans understand. They know what a car park is just as much as I know what a parking lot is. To try and change that, you get a very strange kind of fiction if you do that, because you never do it right.
Ruth Rendell is one of the world's great crime writers. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writer Ruth Rendell has won just about all the prizes there are in her genre, including 3 Edgars from the Mystery Writers of America, 2 Gold Daggers, and a Silver Dagger from the British Crime Writers Association. In Rendell's straight detective stories, the one starring Chief Inspector Reginald Wexford, every ending is neatly tied.
Even to the extent of the weather changing so that if the rain goes away and the sun comes up.
But Ruth Rendell's other novels are often psychological mysteries with no apparent heroes and no neat conclusions.
There is simply a very big question left for the reader to decide about. It makes some people very angry, and some people find it satisfying because it's more like life.
An example of that type of novel is Going Wrong, which the Mysterious Press published last year. There's a murder in it, yes, but mostly it's about a young London man's obsession for a girl he cannot have. For Ruth Rendell, who lives in Suffolk, England, writing is a way of life.
I wouldn't know what to do in the mornings if I didn't write. I really wouldn't. It would be very odd to me.
She says writing never becomes tedious for her because she tries to make every book different. Ruth Rendell shies away from giving advice to would-be writers.
The people who really want to write, they're writing, they're busily writing. They don't need me to tell them to write. They know how to do it already.
Ruth Rendell's novels have been translated into 14 languages around the world. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.